John.
Hi, TJ. Hi, Peter.
Hi, John.
Hello to you both.
Yeah, well, you're the first one here, despite your social engagement, so.
Right, well, there you go. Perfect timing.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to work that out.
Yes, I really appreciate that.
Hi, folks. I'm going to have my camera off today. I'm zooming in from my bedroom. My family's out in the main area where I'm usually zooming from.
Hi, Melanie.
Good to see you all.
Hello, hello.
I guess I could have probably just jumped in my helicopter and started flying and called in.
That's what noise cancellation is all about.
It works great. I mean, I just, you know, it comes right through my headphones and through my audio. And other than departure control interrupting every once in a while, it's just good audio.
Okay, we are connected with LA Teleconference, and we're either live now or we will be live in the next minute or so.
Hi, bud.
Hi.
Hey, bud.
Hi.
We've got Melanie on also, just on phone, though, not on the video screen. Sounds like she's got a big gang over at her house and might be a little noisy out where she normally zooms from.
I just received a text from LA Teleconference that the audio is up and is working good.
Great.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Don. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Nicole.
Are you at the office, Peter? Okay.
Yes, I have teenagers at my house, and so decided that this was a better environment. So I do expect Bethany to join us momentarily. Shot her a text.
I think she's had guard duty today as well.
Maybe so.
Here she is right here.
Okay, great.
I just opened the door. And Bethany's waiting in the lobby.
Oh, it's been popcorn.
Wait a second.
The meeting's about popcorn, right? You got to have popcorn.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's a gorgeous view out your window.
Yeah, right. It looks like Wonder Lake, doesn't it? Isn't it funny how much it looks like Wonder Lake?
Beautiful backyard, Bethany.
Yeah. We all had Wonder Lake as our backyard. Well, we do, though, right, to some degree.
So let's see, I think we've got everybody online, so we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order and would ask Peter to take roll and establish that we have a quorum present, please.
Yes. Melanie Benke, are you with us?
I'm here.
Nicole Borromeo.
Here.
Bethany Markham.
Here.
Bud Simpson.
Here.
And John Binkley.
I am here.
All right. All members are present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have before us a draft agenda for the meeting, really just two items on the agenda. The legal services RFI, and then also discussing meeting protocols. And I think that's about the only two items we have. Has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda? Yes. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
This is Melanie. I move.
Nicole.
Is there a second? Okay. Motion before us and seconded to adopt the agenda as presented. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes with unanimous consent, and we have an agenda before us. The first item on the agenda is really a discussion of the legal services RFI and their responses. And I thought maybe what we could begin with is asking Peter to, for purposes really of the public as well, kind of go through the process that has gotten us to this point so people have a good understanding of that, and then we can start to discuss some of the responses.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. Yeah, for members of the public, just to give kind of set the stage of how we got to today, the Alaska Constitution Article 6, Section 9 requires that the board contract for independent legal counsel. That was a very specific choice of the authors, independent legal counsel. The board, to that end, the board adopted a procurement code in late December, and we issued a formal request for information for legal services in early January. Five RFI responses were received. Now, the board's procurement code requires that we maintain these responses in confidentiality until a selection is made. Now, once a law firm has been selected, we can provide copies of the RFI responses to anyone who requests them. Requests can be made through our website at akredistrict.org using the Contact Us page. That will come to staff, and we'll be able to help you out. The board formed a subcommittee to evaluate the proposals we received, and after some back and forth, a consensus was reached that two of the firms should advance to the interview process. Interviews were held over the last week or so. Both firms brought a lot to the table in terms of depth of experience and compelling team member qualifications. The first interviewees provided a multi-slide presentation. It was helpful and led to productive discussion about how to avoid litigation and, if we are sued, perhaps how to prevail. The second interview also went well. The firm adopted a question and answer format, which resulted in a frank discussion about litigation strategy, what the board should expect, and how best we could prepare. I would like to extend a hearty thanks to both firms for their candid advice and for their responsive exchanges. And Mr. Chair, that brings us to today. Board members have had several days now to consider their impressions from the interview, and the staff stand ready to facilitate however the board would like to proceed.
Okay, thank you, Peter. We did have an opportunity in the executive session, as you had mentioned, to really interview the candidates, the two different firms, and form some opinions. And I don't know if members would like to go back into executive session to further discuss some of those, or if we want to just proceed. And I see, Bud, you've got your hand up, so why don't you go ahead?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think we are going to want to have an executive session so we can have a candid discussion, but I just wanted to say on the record.
This meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
Firms who we selected as the sort of short list to interview, we had a total of five firms that responded to the RFI, and all five of them were good, well-regarded firms. Any of them could have been selected, and so it was a difficult process to get it narrowed down, but, you know, there were a few firms who overall we felt had a little bit more horsepower or something going for them that got them to the short list. So I just wanted to thank the firms that took the trouble to put in a proposal and just let them know that they all looked good, and it was difficult to get down to the short list. That being said, if nobody else has anything at this point, I would like to move that we go into executive session for the purpose of discussing the selection of potential legal counsel. I'm relying matters involving consideration of government records that are by law not subject to public disclosure. So I so move.
Is there a second?
I'll second that. Sorry, mute.
Okay, no problem. So there's a motion before us and seconded to move into executive session. Discussion on the motion. I might also mention under discussion that there were a couple of items that we had asked the executive director to go back to the law firms to discuss with them, particularly around financial arrangements and some of the fee structures. And I think that's appropriate to discuss in executive session as well in terms of concessions on fees. So just a footnote to that regard. Any other discussions on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we'll move into executive session for the specific purposes that were mentioned in the motion. And I would just let the public know that we'll be back in public session to actually make a decision. And I don't know how long that will take. I don't think it'll take too long. I'm hoping less than 30 minutes. We can go over the information that will be provided to us and come to back into public session to make a decision. So with that, we'll ask the legislative telecom folks to excuse others. And Peter or TJ, perhaps you can let us know when we're actually in executive session.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm texting with LA Teleconference right now.
You've been muted. To unmute.
Hi, this is Zenea from the LIO. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear you just fine. Recording has been started again. It looks like the slide has been changed on the live stream, so you are good to go.
Great. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
This meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
Kurt, and out of executive session, we did have a chance to discuss further some of the nuances of the different responses, and I would like to call on Bud Simpson, Board Member Simpson, for a motion related to the RFI.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Based on the discussions that we've held, the interviews we conducted, the five proposals that were received, reviewed, and analyzed, I would make the motion that we select the Schwabe, Williamson, and Wyatt firm for the legal counsel to the redistricting board, and make that selection subject to the negotiation and execution of a satisfactory written engagement agreement with that firm. That's the motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that.
I'll second that. Oh, go ahead, Bethany.
Okay, so there's a motion before us and seconded to, as was stated by Bud, to engage Schwabe, subject to negotiation, and would ask for any discussion on the motion.
Question.
Please, go ahead, Melanie.
No, I'm calling for the question so we can vote. This is Melanie.
Okay, if there's no discussion on the motion, is there any objection on the motion? Seeing no objection, it's passed by unanimous consent, and we will ask our executive director and perhaps Bud and maybe Nicole to help in terms of putting that an agreement together.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Bud.
I along the lines of what I had said earlier about the quality of the other responding firms, I would ask that the executive director prepare nice letters to the other responding firms, you know, thanking them for their interest and complimenting them on the quality of their responses, indicating that it was a difficult selection process, but that, you know, we've selected Schwabe going forward. So something, you know what to say. So I just like to kind of be on the record with the non-successful firms, I guess.
Thank you, Bud. And please express that, too, on behalf of all the board. I know it takes a lot of time and effort to put these together. For those that did go through the interview process as well, that consumes a lot of time. And we're very genuinely appreciative of that and in our thanks to all of the respondents. Okay, the next item on the agenda is item 6, meeting request protocol. Peter, do you want to kind of give a little rundown on that?
Sure. I did send the draft meeting response staff meeting request protocol out to members, and for members of the public, it is also posted on the public notice on both notice.alaska.gov as well as akleg.gov. You can also see the draft staff protocol that is there. It's two simple sentences. It just tells us that we're going to forward requests for meetings to board members with any notes that help to provide context so they can understand, you know, why they're being contacted or anything the staff knows about it to try and help members evaluate requests that may come in. And then secondly, It states that staff members may assist with meeting arrangements and preparation at the request of a board member. That's, I think, a key point, that we're not going to help other people get ready for meetings or arrange them, but if a board member requests staff assistance, then we're certainly here to help. So, you know, there's different ways we can handle meeting requests. The record from the last cycle makes it clear we're going to get a lot of these. And so, you know, there's other options. We could just compile a list, and board members could ask for that list once a month or something. But I think just forwarding as they come in probably makes the most sense, unless members have other thoughts. That's our best draft at this point.
Okay, thank you, Peter and TJ, for your work on this. Discussion among board members on this, any thoughts, ideas, suggestions, comments? Bethany?
I just wanted to get clarification that we're talking about requests for private meetings as opposed to requests for public presentations about what is the redistricting board and such, correct?
Yes, that's correct. You know, if anyone wants to make a public statement, of course, we're going to direct them to our next public hearing, the time, the date, however those work out. But yeah, this is a, you know, someone who's saying, hey, I want to meet privately with a board member to let them know about this or that concern. We would just pass that on, and if you chose to respond, you could, or if you didn't, you didn't. And we're not going to try and make it work. You know, it's just if a board member requests help, we'll help. Otherwise, we're just going to forward it to you as an FYI.
I'm not sure if maybe I was not clear about my question. So you alluded to public hearings and such, but I wasn't really talking about public hearings when I talked about a more public meeting. I'm talking about, like, civic groups and such that request somebody from the board or staff to come to their public meeting and present, this is what redistricting is, this is how redistricting works, this is what it means. So are those going to be treated completely differently?
If that would be a meeting request like any other, I would send that on forward to the board members, and maybe with a note saying, you know, this is a public meeting, like, for instance, a town hall or a council meeting or some other, you know, large public forum, so that you members understood what the request was. Try and clarify that, but yeah, it would be the same as any other meeting, and then members who were interested could then respond, and staff would assist with engagement in that process.
Thank you.
I did see Melanie's hand up. I'm not sure I still see it. Oh, yeah, Melanie, I see it down there.
Yes. I was going to ask if we will ever open up the LIO lines to allow people to ask us questions or provide us with comments.
Good question. As long as they're willing, I think that's a great idea.
And on that point briefly, Melanie, we have reached out to the LIO in Anchorage. You know, looking forward, you may be aware that Anchorage is relaxing their COVID regulations again, effective on Monday. And so TJ and I are looking at the future and thinking, okay, hey, we might be able to actually have like a real meeting sometime in the not so distant future. So we reached out to the Anchorage LIO. They have a large conference room specifically designed for both in-person and dial-in. It has a live video camera. Has a video camera built in the ceiling that then gets streamed to the AK Ledge website so people can actually see us, as well as hear the audio. So the Anchorage LIO manager has responded. He's more than happy to allow us to use the facility, provided, of course, that it's not in use by some other legislative body. So with some scheduling work, we have that facility at our disposal. So the staff's wide open to assisting and planning a, you know, any type of public hearing that the board may wish to have in the near or distant future.
Mr. Chair, can I suggest then that we start adding an agenda item to our meetings for public comments? Maybe we limit them to 3 minutes each or something like that. I don't know if there's going to be that much interest, but if we have, you know, even 20 people wanting to give public comment, that could bring us an hour over, but I'd like the public to have a chance to address us. And NOM is relaxing its travel mandates as well. For those who've been vaccinated, if we present a negative COVID test, we don't have to quarantine. So my ability to travel has opened up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, good. I think that's great to hear, Melanie, and I think as Peter articulated too, I think it's going to start to open up fairly rapidly, and hopefully by spring we can get back to regular meetings and sometime this summer, possibly. I think also, as we've discussed, I know Peter and I, it'll be one of the first things that we engage our law firm with is really reviewing how we interact with the public individually and as a board and as staff to make sure we're consistent in whatever our policies are and to make sure we're doing things properly, that it doesn't come back and somehow we're challenged on that during the litigation process that will evolve.
Chair, this is Melanie.
Yeah, Melanie.
Can I then suggest that we don't take any action on this today? We can wait until we've had our attorney's review?
I think that's sound advice and a good suggestion.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Any other comments on that or thoughts on that from other board members?
Mr. Chairman, I would just say that, you know, because we know that the redistricting data is going to be so delayed, I think we have plenty of time to deal with meeting requests and public presentations and all such things. We don't have the sprint that's coming up soon like we would have expected in the past. So I think there's plenty of time for us to wait till we have the attorneys on our payroll so that we can do things the right way from the beginning.
Great. Excellent. Okay. Any other thoughts on that? If not, we'll move on down the agenda. I guess the only other item, unless there's comments from board members or other items that you'd like to bring up at this point, I think we're down to item 7, adjournment. I don't
see Chairman, it's Nicole.
Oh, Nicole, go ahead, please.
I just want to thank Bud for his leadership in helping move through the selection of the law firm and to say that it was a real pleasure working with him in a little subcommittee, if you will, of the board. So thank you very much, Bud.
Thanks, Nicole.
You bet. And again, our thanks to both of you, too, for the effort that you put into it. And also, just like to thank, before we wrap up, to the Legislative Affairs Teleconference Group, Danaya and all your crew. We really do appreciate the time and the attention you put into this, coming in on a Saturday to do it. It's much appreciated, and we're very, very thankful for your help. And with that, we would look for a motion to adjourn.
We just confirm the time and date of the next meeting, maybe for the public record.
Okay. We our proposed next public meeting would occur on March 26th. At 2:30 p.m. That's something where we're going to try and preload meetings on Fridays, the second and fourth Fridays of each month. That's not always going to work. We already know of some conflicts in the future, but our next proposed meeting is March 26th at 2:30. If you're interested in being notified of future meetings, you can sign up at our website, akredistrict.org. We email those out as soon as meetings are locked in and confirmed. We send out an email. We've been doing that carefully, so that way anyone in the public who's interested can know about those in advance as well.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Peter. And also, I certainly want to concur with Melanie that we put on the agenda an opportunity for the public to start testifying at these meetings. Now that we've got a lot of our procedural and administrative functions in place, I think it's appropriate for us to start taking public testimony at each meeting.
No problem.
Okay, with that, we'll look for a motion to adjourn, please.
This is Melanie. I move, and Mr. Chairman, I put a note for you in the chat box, if you could take a look at that at some point.
Okay, will do. If I can find it.
this is Nicole, Mr. Chairman. I'll second that motion to adjourn. Thank you.
Okay, there's a motion before us and seconded to adjourn. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.